I wonder how many of you are middle children. Not the oldest, not the baby in the family, but the middle children. Because this liturgical season is the one for you. Because Advent, even though it's the firstborn of the liturgical seasons, it's the first one, it's treated like a middle child, like you. It's often overlooked, ignored, forgotten about. This is a season of Advent. It's different from the other penitential season in the church, Lent. Lent we have a love-hate relationship with. You're excited about jumping into Lent, but you know it's going to suck. And so it's this love-hate relationship with it. But Advent, it's just this middle child. It's like, oh, it's here, I guess, but yeah, it's nice. But with Advent as well, it's a minor penitential season. And so everything, even within the liturgy, is a little more somber. There's no Gloria. Everything is just a little more somber. And we're asked, instead of like Lent, to take on a great penance, to take on a small penance, and to prepare ourselves for the arrival of Christ at Christmas. And the church, in order to help us prepare and to draw our attention to this middle child, even though it's not, it's the firstborn, but it's treated like a middle child, it gives us two images. There are two images that the church gives us during the Advent season. One of them is that of the promise, and the other one is the pregnancy. First, the one of the promise. It's the image that's given to us through the Advent wreath. That right after the fall of humanity, right after it, the Lord God spoke in Genesis 3:15, and he made a promise that the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. And for 4,000 years, tradition holds, from the fall of our first parents until the fulfillment of that promise is what they waited within. That was the promise. And so within the Advent wreath, it represents the waiting for the fulfillment of that promise. Each one of the candles represents 1,000 years of the waiting. Humanity waited for 2,000 years. And then on the third Sunday of Advent, what do? We light the rose candle. It was 2,000 years before Christ when God gave that promise to Abraham and formed his people Israel, that the Lord's promise was becoming that much more real. And so in that joy, we celebrate the third candle. We light that one. The Advent wreath is this image, this first image of Advent, of the promise of waiting for our Savior. And that Israel, they were the children of this promise, and they carried within them this promise. And so as Advent dawns this morning, the church instructs us in this first week of it with the same thing that she spoke to Israel, to slow down and refocus, to wait patiently, and to be vigilant. Israel, as we know, wasn't very good at this, to wait patiently for the Lord. Instead, they wanted a Savior, and they wanted it right now. And so what did they do in their impatience? They turn to false gods again and again and again. But God, because he has a love that is patient, kept reaching back out and drawing them to himself. Israel's impatience, God's patience. But in this season of Advent, the church instructs us to do what was asked of Israel, to slow down and to refocus, to wait patiently, and to be vigilant. It almost never fails if you ask somebody, you know, how are you doing? How are things going? The answer you'll get. But the answer you'll get almost all the time during this time of year, how are you doing? Things are busy. It's really busy right now. especially this time of year, these weeks of Advent, this time of December that we're getting into, you ask a student, how are you doing right now? Really busy. End of the semester's coming up. I have exams that I have to get ready for, papers. That the winter sports are kicking off. We have the school play coming up, getting ready for all that. You ask a parent or a grandparent, how are you doing? Well, it's busy. I'm chasing the kids around to all these different events. I have end of year deadlines with work. We have the Christmas parties at work as well, shopping for gifts. And so you're told by the church to wait patiently during this time of year, and that's kind of an annoying message. It's not that exciting. In fact, it kind of eats away at you. Because you've got all these things you have to do, and the church is like, wait patiently. Yeah, that's going to eat away at you. Because you're thinking, I've got all these things to do. And we don't need, you don't need a litany of how much we hate waiting. In the spiritual life, in prayer, to be asked just to sit with God. If you wait with God in prayer, it's in the midst of that and through waiting with him that he does really powerful things. But we get so impatient because I go and I pray and I want to have an experience of prayer. I go and I pray and I want something to happen right away. But God asks us to come and to be faithful, to be patient, to wait with him. We hate waiting in the spiritual life. We hate waiting in all areas of our life. Why? Because the whole modern world is built now to satisfy our immediate needs for next day delivery, immediate results, right? Now, why am I still paying for Amazon Prime when it's not even next day delivery? Have you noticed that? It's not even next day delivery anymore. That was like the big promise. Now it's like next week. Why am I still paying for it? I don't know. I really like the idea at first that when I get something, I click that one button, 2 days later it's there. Now it's a week. Rip off. But the other thing too, a lot of you, after Thanksgiving, you were scrolling through the internet and you were looking at fad diets. You were just looking at them right now. After Christmas, you're probably going to try them out. Why? Because they promise you to lose twice the amount of weight in half the time. What could ever go wrong with that? But we want this, like our whole life is built around this. But here's the irony of it all, is that we have all these things which are meant to eliminate waiting and to make life more efficient, which I think is, that's great. I'm all about efficiency. But we do all this so we could have more time, which with that more time, we just fill up with other things and we become busier than ever. And in the midst of that, we become more anxious than ever as well. And Jesus warns us in the gospel, beware not to let your hearts become drowsy with the anxieties of daily life. And so he gives us this season of Advent. Why? To slow down and refocus, to wait patiently, to be vigilant. How do you do that? What exactly does that look like? The church gives us the second image of Advent so we know what that looks like, so we can imitate it. Because the second image of Advent is a pregnancy. It's Mary pregnant with the child Jesus. It's the fulfillment of that promise within Mary. Those of you who have carried a child, and I want you just to think of your first one because you've already forgotten all the other ones. It's your first one that's a special one, right? Those of you who have carried a child, imagine going into your OBGYN appointment, right? And your doctor asks you, how is the pregnancy going? You take a big breath. And you say, well, doc, we couldn't decide right away on a color for the nursery. Like, we were going back and forth between blue and green. So we settled instead on turquoise, and it looks really wonderful. You should see it. And, yeah, we've just been going nonstop with all the preparations for the baby. been shopping to make sure we have all the baby supplies, and we found this amazing stroller on Bizman, 50% off. Do you know how expensive they are? But we found this, and okay, to be honest, I've been really stressed out because I've been waiting for this little one to arrive, and I almost wish he'd come sooner, and I'm anxious, am I going to be a good mom or not? And whoa, 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 the doctor tells her, whoa, that's all great and everything, but you have a life growing within inside of you. Listen, dear, you have a life that's growing within inside of you, so you need to slow down. And you need to refocus because you're getting ahead of yourself. Doing all this prep for when the baby is born, that's fine. But what's more important is you need to focus on what's happening right now. That there's a life growing within you. And you need to wait patiently. All that stress and all that anxiety, it's not good for you. And it's not good for the life that's growing within you. And you don't want the baby to come any sooner than when he's ready. And I don't want to alarm you, but you need to be vigilant. You need to be attentive, not just to all the things that are going on out here. You need to be vigilant and be attentive to what's going on within you. And if you notice anything that's off, we need to address it. We need to heal it. Or it might jeopardize the life that's growing within you. The same advice that the doctor gives to this expectant mother is what the church gives to us in the season of Advent. If you want to hang lights and your Christmas trees and all this stuff getting ready for Christmas, that's fine. That's good. Whatever. But don't lose sight of the more important thing of what is happening right now within you. In Advent, the church holds up this image of Mary with the child Jesus growing within inside of her, pregnant with Jesus, because Mary is the model of all Christians. And each one of you, even the dudes, like Mary, you have a life that's growing within you. His life. How did that happen? The same way that it happened with Mary. Through faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hers was at the Annunciation. Yours happened at your baptism. Hers was within her womb. Yours happens within your soul. There's a little baby, Cecilia. She's teeny and adorable. She's in the back pew there. She's going to be baptized right after this Mass. In the rite of baptism, I'm going to take the candle and hand it to the Godfather. And I hope he's tall enough to reach the Easter candle because he's going to light it off it. And I'll say the words to the parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. You must see to it that you protect this life and that you help it grow, because there's a lot of things that are wanting to blow it out. That there's something that's going to be born with inside that baby in a very short time, and it's something that's alive within you. The image of Mary expectant with Jesus is the image of you during Lent. What you do know is that Jesus will be born of Mary at Christmas, the first coming. What you don't know, and this points to the second coming, what you do not know is, will Jesus survive within you until the time of his birth? Which that time of his birth is the second coming, and it's the labor pains that are associated with the end times and all of that. But what you don't know is, will that life within you, Jesus, will it survive? Because that life within you is as real as the air you breathe. And an expectant mother, she has to live differently. She has to make different choices. Because she's now caring, not just for herself, but for a life that's intimately within her. This is the same for us. And so in these weeks of Advent, what the church instructs us to do, will you do? To slow down somehow and refocus. To wait patiently. To be vigilant. What I don't know is what that looks like in your life. I think you have a good idea of what that might look like. Even just something you could do. I think you have a decent idea, but I know that Jesus knows what it looks like for you. Ask him. He's very intimately close with you. He's within you, and he's that life that's growing within you as well.